think it's the camaraderie, it's the community that we've built being in the Army this long as a spouse, but even being with my husband when he was a cadet, coming here and the excitement behind the game, it's just really a tradition. We love it.
720 WGN Tales of the Tailgate live here at the iconic match of Army-Navy. Regardless of the records of the teams, the stadium will be full. National TV and bragging rights to the nth degree for centuries will be on the line. We've got Ronnie here with us. She is a spouse of one of the members of the Long Grain line. And I know a little bit about your story and how you were, I don't want to say lured back, but somehow drawn to West Point and this life that you lead that has led you here to this game. Before we get to that, the game itself, like, what is it about this game that brings not only men and women in uniform interest all around, sports fans, families, and you guys back here for the game?
I think it's the camaraderie, it's the community that we've built being in the Army this long as a spouse, but even being with my husband when he was a cadet, coming here and the excitement behind the game, it's just really a tradition. We love it.
So talk about your story. It was maybe a non-traditional path, right? Where you found someone, fell in love, and decided to follow them, as people do, to wherever they may go, and it happened to be West Point.
Yes, it was. I was born on an island, lived on two islands my whole life through college.
And those islands were?
Oahu and the Big Island.
So for the listeners, because right now they're thinking Ronnie's crazy, or things that you do, crazy things, for love, because I would think, I would stay in Hawaii and be like, hey, why don't you just stay here?
Yes, it definitely. And we moved to the cold mainland, but yeah, we're here, and my husband went to West Point as a cadet. I moved here while he was a cadet, and we spent our time in the Army moving all around, but he's teaching there now, so we find ourselves back at West Point, kind of helping the next generation of leaders and cadets. So it's been really full circle for us, for sure.
As someone who has lived that from the cadet side, being a part of it, seeing it, and all of that, and then seeing kind of where it is today in this group here, class of 2002, it's been a while, right? But everybody's here, and there's that bond that holds them so tight. So obviously you guys are part of that 2% club, right? And
yes,
you stayed very tight, but so did these guys.
Oh yeah, for sure. These guys are definitely my husband's brothers. They're my kids' uncles. And I would trade it for the world, for sure.
So Ronnie, your favorite things about this, I'm not sure if you're the hugest sports fan, but tailgates are fun. You got food, you got friends, you got all that kind of stuff. The action on the field is one thing. What are some things about this game that you think people shouldn't miss or that they would enjoy that isn't necessarily just watching football, other things about it?
Oh, I think definitely the walk-on and just seeing the tradition from both sides. I mean, mostly Army, but both sides. It's really, really cool to see every year the different cadet leadership that has the opportunity to lead their fellow cadets out there on the field. It really is amazing.
And finally, and you know that Army has had a pretty good team this year, right?
Oh, so, yes. Yes,
so you know, Navy has had a pretty good team too, but of course, significantly better the Army team. Your thoughts, maybe a prediction, you don't have to be correct, but just maybe you got a vibe.
Well, I'm very superstitious, so I would never give us bocce and say that we're going to win, but definitely go Army.
Definitely got the support behind it. Ronnie, thanks so much for what you do, you and your family's service, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Go Army, beat Navy.